Over the past 3 months, Israeli soldiers shot and wounded 10 Gazan teenagers who collected iron and scrap metal from the rubble of the demolished Israeli settlements in northern Gaza Strip. This is based on a new report by Defense for Children International, a worldwide movement for children's rights. Hundreds of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip earn their living by collecting and selling gravel and scrap metal of the abandoned former Jewish settlements, which Israel evacuated in 2005.
After finishing school, my son joins me in this area. Israeli soldiers have shot and wounded many gravel collectors, including my two cousins. They even killed our mule.
Gazans use the gravel and scrap metal in minor construction projects to overcome the Israeli siege imposed on the coastal territory for years. Israel began allowing consumer goods into Gaza after its May attack on an aid convoy sparked international outrage, but it still blocks all exports from the territory, imposes a complete naval blockade, and severely restricts the movement of people. Israel's decision to let through some materials has failed to make any differences, as the demand far exceeds the supply.
We have no other source of income except this dangerous job. We cannot import construction materials, and that's why we use scrap metal to rebuild the homes that were destroyed during the war.
Despite the great risk, Gazan workers continue to collect bits of cement and gravel from near the so-called buffer zone and sell them to contractors and factories in the Strip. International activists say the gravel collectors are the main victims of Israel's so-called buffer zone.
There's over 10 kids been wounded over the last 3 months in the Gaza Strip along the buffer zone, particularly the northern areas. The rock collectors are people don't know anything about, and they are actually the biggest victims of shootings in the buffer zone. The reason why no one can go there is because Israel shoots on site and they are trigger happy.
According to the UN aid agency UNRWA, about 80% of the Gaza population depends on assistance from UN agencies, as unemployment has soared above 40%.
The practice of salvaging building materials highlights two major problems of Gazans. On the one hand, the chronic shortage of building materials, and on the other hand, Gaza's high rate of unemployment and poverty. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.